Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Hope you all are having a good Tuesday. Got your host, James J. here with you. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. That is all of you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to have some fun this morning. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. We have not only the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club around the corner, but scientists are trying to read our brains. Neuroscientists are decoding people's thoughts using brain scans, and I thought this was kind of interesting. And and who wouldn't want to talk about that at 8 in the morning, right, Melissa? I don't know.
As I'm saying it out loud,
it doesn't really... we will also talk a little bit of flying. We've actually talked to a couple listeners over the weekend that are going to be doing some flying this weekend. And we're going to get into not only will the Spirit Airlines bankruptcy affect flight? But American Airlines, something they're going to be doing about gate board line jumpers. Gate jumpers.
Okay. Interesting.
And we have three brilliant luggage hacks. So we get a couple of those things.
No ribbons, apparently.
Apparently. We got into that one a little bit. Also, speaking of getting into things, Melissa got me into going down a rabbit hole about a mysterious bamboo wagon.
Yes. I knew you'd like that one.
Man, that got me. That was an interesting one. We'll get into that a little bit later as well. And we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our good friend Connie Hanke. She is not only a watercolor artist and a wonderful artist, but the art director over at the Alexander House.
Yeah.
They got a show opening up. We want to talk about that and their new exhibit. We'll get into that with her. We'll get into some other entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And maybe I can prod Marissa into giving us a little bit of a preview of community stories tonight. Maybe. I got to be nice to her, though. I don't know.
I don't know who Marissa is, though. We might have to find her.
Did I say? I'm sorry.
You did.
I said that because I was getting a text from one of our listeners. And I've been trying to keep an eye on the phone here because I didn't. Is our connection good here? Everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about everybody else.
105 is a little shaky, and I was wondering if it was a little shaky over here, and I had two different listeners message us today, and she was one of them, so I appreciate that. Thank you for to our great listeners out there letting us know whenever I am messing up. I always appreciate that.
No, I can certainly give us a preview of our community stories that will air tonight at 5 o'clock. We have an all-new episode for the veteran series, so we'll talk about that soon.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to it. We will also be getting into the top five must-haves for Thanksgiving foods.
Ooh, yes. I have some must-haves.
Gotta have them. Gotta have them. We got some good stories of the day. We'll get into our schedule as well. And we'll talk about some things going on at, as I mentioned, our sister station, 105.5. Got a fun event going on over there on the at night that I want everybody to check out. We'll get into that, too. But starting off the show, we have to talk coffee.
Of course.
This is really one of the bonding things that Melissa and I have. This is coffee.
It's the lifeblood of my mornings.
It is our manna. It is our...
but it's the only reason to get up in the morning. No, I'm kidding.
But, you know, Melissa, do you know a lot of people that drink coffee the same as you do? I don't feel like I do. I don't feel like I know a lot of people that have coffee, you know, maybe not exactly the same, but it's similar. Maybe it may be similar. You both like a certain flavor or something.
I know a few people who drink coffee like me. I like it black and strong.
Yeah, right on.
It's not that complicated.
You and my
papa. In fact, it's the least complicated coffee there is.
It could not be. It could not just pour into cup and there you go.
As long as it's strong, it has to be strong. If it's not strong, I'll maybe drink it if I'm desperate, but otherwise, meh.
Now, my sister's like that. My sister, she will not even look at coffee that can't stand up on its own, unless the coffee can. So, do you put sugar in your coffee out there, everybody? Melissa doesn't. I put a little bit in mine. A new study in Canada found you should try adding something else, possibly. Canada's most famous export, maple syrup.
Oh, yes. Maple syrup and coffee is great.
I hadn't thought of this one. Going to be honest with everybody. I haven't thought about
serious?
It.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, I had not
serious?
Thought about this. Yeah, my brain just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work well at all, as we've heard, as I've already missed, you know, I called
on,
you the
James.
Wrong name. And I've
come on. You love maple syrup.
I do. I don't know
like
why I didn't
think of this. Sweetener in your coffee. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, thinking of those alternate sweeteners maybe doesn't come naturally. Obviously, honey and tea is a given.
Yeah.
I mean, we all think of that.
But yeah, yeah.
I don't think about putting maple syrup in my tea, but I'd put it in my coffee.
Yeah, I had not thought about this one. I like the idea in tea, too. That's a good one, too, Melissa.
That's fair.
Maple syrup in your coffee comes with some major health benefits as well. Unlike refined sugar, it's got more than 100 compounds and antioxidants that can boost immunity and help with inflammation.
So the shot of maple syrup I have every morning is a good thing.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I don't do that. It's too expensive.
I want to, though. Now I want to incorporate that into my daily life. Like, instead of usually my first thing I do is throw a bunch of cold water on my face. I want a shot of maple syrup, and then I'll do that. That's what I'll do.
There you go.
So, it's got a lot of great things for that, not only boosting immunity, but helping with inflammation. And they had a bunch of people use maple syrup instead of sugar for several months, and here are four major health benefits that came from replacing your sugar with maple syrup. Hmm. Better blood sugar levels. Their blood sugar didn't spike as much, so it switching to maple syrup could help you avoid diabetes.
That makes sense.
Yes, and that is a strong could help you. There's no research they're
right.
giving you
this
on this
one. This one thing is not going to be the fix-all.
And I know that it's a major staple of our show, but I don't know about anybody else, but after the election, I don't know how much I believe in polls and surveys anymore. It really doesn't seem like there's a lot to that.
Well, we know how polls and surveys work, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The selected amount of people that they talk to, mm-hmm. and this was their opinion.
Mm-hmm. Anything though you catches your eye when it says could help put off or keep you from
right.
getting diabetes. That does stand
right.
out.
Yes, because it's something we're all aware of.
Their blood pressure fell. The average person's systolic blood pressure, that's the top number, fell about 3 points. Ooh.
Wow.
I am told that's something I have to be very aware of, is my blood mm-hmm. pressure and my blood, something that the men in my family seem to have a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Less belly fat. Fat around the abdomen, slowly but surely, started melting away. Abdomen
awesome.
Has always been a tough word for me to say, I'm going to be honest. That's
Abdomen. There's like a B in there that's weird.
A B and a D should never be next to each other in a word.
Abdomen.
Never. There's no word. It should never happen. They only do that just to make it tough on people. That's the only reason that they spell
that
word that way.
That's why English is so complicated and complex and makes zero sense. Yeah,
we're going to make it tough for people to learn this. I love the idea of that's
just sitting around Webster's Dictionary guys in a dark basement somewhere with torchlights going, how can we make this hard?
When you think about all the languages in the world, English has got to be one of the last, most, you know, recent ones.
Well, it's a hodgepodge of every other language.
Right,
so.
Right. So. And not to say, obviously, it's not recent, but as far as languages go, I mean, when's the last, you know, new language to come around?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe
Pig
we... Latin. Yeah, yeah, it's got to be it. That's got to be it. I don't, and I'm hearing it in my head, all you sci-fi fans out there, I'm not talking about Klingon or anything like that.
Well, those are much older. It's
much
Duh.
Older, yeah. So, yeah, what am I saying? Yeah. And finally, improved gut health. They ended up with less harmful bacteria in their gut and more good bacteria. So their digestive was better.
Digestive system's better. That's good.
All
good reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really like this.
Mm-hmm. And I actually, you know, I do occasionally, especially like later in the morning, my first cup of coffee, it's always just black and strong. But as the morning goes on and my coffee, like if it gets cold before I can finish it, I'll throw some, you know, like a tablespoon of maple syrup in there and add coconut milk and then have an iced latte basically for the rest of my coffee.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to do it. I'm listening to that. Like, that sounds like a really good idea. That's
it does. And then I recently bought, this last weekend, I bought a jug of chocolate almond milk, like dark chocolate almond milk. And I've been adding that to my coffee after it gets cold. And boy, is that good.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
And it doesn't
too.
Need any sweetener because the chocolate itself has, chocolate milk itself has sweetener in it. So
I want to say for like 4 or 5 years, I've been drinking the same creamer. I don't put a lot of it in. I put a dab of it in. I put a one little bit of sugar and one dab of that. And that's about it. I did start putting a little bit of milk in my coffee just to try to help my throat and or to keep it colder. It was too hot drinking it this early in the morning. And I'm certainly doing a morning show. But I'm getting a little bored. Get a little bored with the mocha. I am. I never thought that would happen. This particular one, at least. If I'm at a coffee shop, it's all I'm ordering. that's the only coffee I drink. Yes, I know it's just chocolate coffee. I get it.
They make it different than you make it at home, though. It's special.
They do.
It's coffee shop mocha.
There's a couple places in particular. Yeah. But I like the idea of trying this instead. Maybe I don't put the sugar in at all. I just use a little of this. Maybe I don't even need the creamer.
Maple syrup. Maybe you don't even need the creamer. Yeah.
Might be worth.
Or maybe you get a different creamer. You know, if you're adding maple syrup, you could get like a, I mean, you could do cinnamon. Do you like cinnamon?
It's okay. Certain things. Okay. Like on a roll.
So they have like a cinnamon bun creamer. That would probably be pretty good with maple syrup in your coffee.
That would be pretty good. That sounds pretty good. Now, to be clear, we're talking about real maple syrup here. Loading your coffee up with Miss Butterworth isn't going to help you very much.
No, that's corn syrup.
Yeah. And you know, nothing against those maple syrups. I grew up on them like a lot of people do. But once you try the real thing, once you get original, oh, my God, there's no going back. There's no going back. And when it comes to real maple syrup, well, if only there was a place. Oh, there's a bunch of places around here. Be sure to check out and join our friends over at Family Natural Foods. They happen to be have great stuff over there when it comes to good maple syrup and stuff. So I'm curious if anybody out there, feel free to call up during the show today. If you do this, if you would try this, and please let us know if you are a maple syrup grower or is that how it
collector?
Grower? Collector, yeah.
I mean, because you collect
funneler,
it and you cook it down.
Because I know funnels.
Maple syrup producer.
Ooh, I like that producer.
There we go. Now we're getting fancy.
Now I like the idea of somebody just standing next to a tree in sunglasses and telling you what to do.
I am a maple syrup grower.
I'm a producer. I'm a maple syrup producer. I'm just going to tell you what to do and everything. I don't really have any. I've always wanted to do that. Always wanted to grow maple syrup. Grow, however you put it, I guess. I don't know. I should probably learn that part before I even try to attempt to actually do this.
You need to find someone that has a sugar shack and go, you know, spend a little time there on a weekend afternoon. You'll learn a lot.
There are certain topics where I don't have to tell anybody where I'm from. Like, just listen to me talk for 5 seconds and you can tell he is from the city. That is not. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll do some celebrating with one of our favorites, our friends at El Cafe. It's coming up with Melissa and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club with our friends from El Cafe. It's time to do some celebrating, time for you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe at 220 in Port Edwards. Head on over there right now, everybody. Encourage you to do so. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Check out some of their great specials. They got a country fried steak breakfast going on over there today.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it sounds really good. And they've got a great lunch special as well. Find out all their great, unique, wonderful specials. And don't forget to order your Thanksgiving Day pie when you're there.
And they have so many pie choices. You don't have to get pumpkin. I mean, you can, but you don't have to.
If you are getting one for me, there's only one to get. It's pumpkin. But you should get one for you. Get one for yourself. Get one. And say hi to the gang over there. Buy local, support local, everybody. Our great friends over at El Cafe.
Have a great meal, no matter what time of day. Just make sure it's before 2.
Yeah. Get over there before 2, everybody, say hi to the gang for us. And say hi to us. Call up. Join the conversation. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And yes, call up.
That's right. 715-424-2600.
Looking forward to having you join us, everybody. We love live birthday and anniversaries. Love getting them to us live here. We have two possible qualifiers today. Need a 1 or a 2, Melissa.
Let's go with 1 today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Jesse Setzer.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Jesse and Cliff, they run over Wisco Wellness here in town. Mm. Good people. Gotten to meet them a couple years ago. Great people, great individuals. Wishing them a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your day, Jesse. Happy birthday. And a happy birthday to really not just a friend of the station, family of the station, Katrina Hittner.
Oh, happy birthday, Katrina.
Technically, Katrina can qualify. She qualified.
Technically.
She is our qualifier today.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of funny how that worked out, actually.
That's kind of funny.
Kat's awesome. She joins us, of course, co-hosting with me every once in a while on the morning show here. And I always appreciate her being able to put the time into this. Wonderful mom and wife and all, and a sister and all, a daughter and all those things. But what she does with Family Natural Foods, her and Steve and I, is just, we can't really put in the words. It's a great business that offers a lot of great products to this community that where would you find otherwise? I mean, there's at least, you can walk into that store and find at least 20 things on the first and the first shelf that you probably wouldn't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And when you walk in there and Kat's there, she welcomes you like a long lost friend.
Yes.
She's awesome. She makes you feel at home, answers all your questions. She's knowledgeable. She's got so much experience with the business, obviously having grown up there, and just makes you feel okay asking any kind of question you have.
We appreciate you. Thanks so much for all you guys do for our community. And enjoy your day, Katrina. Enjoy your day.
Yes. Stop in at Family Natural Foods and say happy birthday to her.
Got to go over there and see if they have anything for when you bite your tongue. Dang it.
Oh.
I bit my tongue last night, and it is killing me. I don't know. I keep on messing up words and everything because I'm you know what it's like when you have like a something in your tooth problem or something like that, so you're thinking about your speech more? Normally,
right.
I just talk.
You're focused on
it. Yeah. I don't think about what I'm going to say,
you're
which I probably should. Yes,
I mean,
definitely.
That's something you always do. But
in
this instance, stop overthinking about your mouth.
Is there any way to heal that quicker? I got to figure that out.
Salt water.
I know. Yeah, that would do it, wouldn't it?
Gargle. Yeah. Swish salt water around in your mouth.
Just salt water. Thank you. Salt water is so great. It's so good for so many different things. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Melissa. And thanks all of you that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays, and Adam Driver is 41.
Wow.
I didn't know he was only 41. I thought he was a little bit older than that. Not much older, but Kylo Ren from the Star Wars movies, of course. He was in Girls. That's part of where he got his big break. But the most recent movie of his, Megalopolis.
Megalopolis.
So many good movies. I believe as well has been nominated for a couple of awards. I don't think he hasn't won anything yet, but he will. I really have no doubt that it's just a matter of time before he wins an Oscar.
Yeah. Nominated for 2 Academy Awards, 3 Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And, oh my goodness, 2 BAFTA Awards, 4 Primetime Emmy Awards, 4 Screen Actors Guild Awards, and a Tony Award.
Yep. Just incredible.
So he has, he was nominated for a Tony Award for his performance in Burn This.
Yeah, that's it. He's guest spotted on The Simpsons a bunch, and he's been really good at it. But there's two movies in particular that I want to point out. One, This Is Where I Leave You. Which is just one of the, I don't recommend many movies, but if there's a movie that I could, one of the movies that I would say everybody should see, it's an R-rated movie, so everybody able to see it. this is one of them. Let me just give you this cast real quick, Melissa. Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, Jane Fonda, Adam Driver, Rose Byrne, Catherine Hahn, Connie Britton, Timothy Olympiad, Dax Shepard, Ben Schwartz. There's a ton in this. It's just an incredible movie about Jane Fonda loses her husband. This is a Jewish family. Jane Hahnman, she loses her husband, and they have the sit shiva, which is something in Jewish tradition you do when you lose somebody in the family. You sit in the house. You sit there for 6 days, basically, synopsizing this. And it's a dark comedy. It's a dramedy. It's really good. That is a great one. And Black Klansman. Black Klansman is a Spike Lee movie based on a true story about a detective that went undercover into the, a black man that went undercover basically into the Klan. It's incredibly acted, and Adam Driver and John David Washington, Denzel Washington's son, do an amazing job in that movie. Both those movies. You've seen everything else he's done, and you're a big fan of Adam Driver's. See those two movies. God,
what was
good.
The first one called again?
This Is Where I Leave You.
Ah.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's just a very, very good movie. And if you don't like it, please, you go ahead and... James, you wasted 2 hours of my life. You go ahead and you yell
only
at
an
me.
Hour and 43 minutes.
Ah, see, on. It's not even that long. It's not even that long. Billy Currington is 51. People Are Crazy. That's How Boys Roll. Great country singer, songwriter. Savion Glover is 51. Sesame Street dancer who also did the choreography for the Happy Feet movies. One of the greater dancers you will ever see. Go ahead and do yourself a favor. Look up at Savion Glover and Sammy Davis Jr. Or I'm sorry, Savion Glover and Gregory Hines. Savion Glover and Gregory Hines danced together at the awards show, Oscars, very similar to when Gregory Hines and Sammy Davis Jr. did. And whoo, man, Savion could dance. God, he's got some of the smartest feet you will ever see. Incredible dancer.
The tapping marvel.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. And Gail Divers is 58, Olympic gold medal runner. She won the gold in 100-meter races in 1992 and 1996. Came close to having her feet amputated in 1990 during treatment for Graves' disease before she made a full recovery.
Wow.
Just an amazing story. She's amazing.
That's incredible.
Top five for me, actors of all time. And one of my favorites, Jodie Foster, is 62. It's tough for me to say. There's a lot of great actresses in the world, and have been in time. But she's my favorite. I've never seen anybody that every... There's movies where there are four or five scenes in it that I've never seen her do, and they're recent movies. She is something. She really, really is. There are few actors that will give you what she does every scene, every syllable like she does. I've watched everything she's done, and she's never... There's nothing that she hasn't done where she hasn't given 100% to it. Just a really, really big energy actor. Big, like, you work with... Anthony Hopkins talks about how humbled he was working with her. that's crazy. That's crazy. That nobody says that about it. People say that about Anthony Hopkins. Nobody says that about Jodie. She's just incredible. not too far from her, I would say, Meg Ryan, 63.
Wow, I didn't know they shared a birthday.
How cool is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Meg Ryan.
Two of my favorite actors. I like both of them.
Meg Ryan's had such a wonderful career. Really cool career and a really good act.
So big in the 90s for sure. I mean,
the one big difference between these two, though, Jodie Foster was really able to press against type and be able to do a lot of different things. I think in part because of being a young actor, she was a Hollywood star. She got her break in Taxi Driver as a teenager. Meg Ryan, I never really felt like was given the chance to do something really dramatic.
No, she always got thrown into the rom-com roles.
She deserved
it. She's great at.
Yes, and I don't know verbatim that... I believe I've heard her say in interviews that she would have liked to have done some things, but I don't know that for a fact. But if she did want to, she deserved the chance. She was good. It was really good.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Joe versus the Volcano.
God, I love that movie. I don't care what anybody says.
Such a great movie. I got to watch it again. It's been a long time. Came out in 1990.
That's pretty much the movie that both her and Tom Hanks, I was like, okay, yeah, that's I got to like these two further. I was a kid watching that on WGN, and I love that movie. Another one, Allison Janney is 65. Bonnie on Mom, CJ on The West Wing, amazing character actor. She was in the Margaret Robbie.
Yes, I love her too. I can never remember her name, but she was in also The West Wing.
Yes,
and the character she played in that TV show was just fantastic.
Yeah, CJ's one of those characters people remember.
Yes.
Yeah, she's good.
But she was in The Help, and I want to see, honestly, I would love to see anything she's in because I enjoy her performances so much.
I didn't see a lot of it, but the TV show Mom, she was really, really good on that. She just plays those type of roles better than anybody, really. She's just so good.
No nonsense. Tell you like it is.
Yeah. One of my favorite journalists that I've read since I was a kid, and one of my favorite people, the talk sports, somebody I look up to quite a bit, Michael Wilbon is 66 today, ESPN's Pardon the Interruption co-host, Chicago's own, and he will make sure that you know that more than maybe even I. but he, not for nothing, one of the smartest and better writers in sports that I've ever read, and one of the better minds, too. Ann Curry is 68 today, former Today Show host.
Wow.
Let's see here. Calvin Klein is 82. The famous, of course, designer. Mm-hmm. Ted Turner, 86. Ted Turner, another one, big name. And then some people no longer with us, like one of the greatest to ever do what we're doing right now, Melissa. Larry King, born in 1933, passed away in 2021. Larry, wow. Suspenders and all. One of the greater voices in radio history. Mm-hmm. You know, the man, most generations, most people know Larry King, of course, from CNN and interviews and all of that. But Larry got his start right where what Melissa and I are doing right now, doing local radio in Florida. And wow. got a couple of opportunities here and there, and got to meet some people, and got the chance to meet Frank Sinatra, and he ended up doing a favor for Sinatra once, and Sinatra told him, "Well, I'll get you back one day." And so for months, they're talking about doing this live thing on the air where Frank comes on the air and does a big interview, and it was at a key point in Frank Sinatra's life, and this is when Sinatra is the biggest thing under the sun. There is nothing bigger. And Larry King's kind of got a bit of a name in Florida, you know, maybe in southern Florida, but that's about it. And nobody basically believes Larry, including his own staff. Like, everybody's basically like writing his, like Larry King's memoir about his days in radio because he's going to be done. And at the last possible minute, who pulls up, not being driven up, pulls up himself, Frank Sinatra. And comes strolling in like it's nothing. Does like 20 minutes or half an hour of live radio with Larry King. And Larry King, that literally overnight becomes a sensation. And one of the better interviewers, I think, especially
over 50,000 interviews on TV and radio that he did.
There was a time where it was a benchmark in your career to be on Larry King, just similar to the Tonight Show and everything. Mm-hmm. Like if Larry interviewed you, you knew you mattered. You knew that you had made it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it got credit enough, especially late in his career. I don't know how strong this was or not, but especially prime Larry King, amazing interviewer, would ask questions a lot of people wouldn't think of, would ask follow-up questions a lot of people wouldn't think of. Just one of those guys I really looked up to and look up to as an interviewer. Very, very good. Mr. King, born on this day in 1933. And those are who you guys share your birthdays with, all you sharing birthdays out there. You having birthdays out there. And enjoy and share your birthday with our friends at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Or your anniversary. Go down there and have some delicious pie to celebrate.
Yeah, head on over there. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. We'll be back after our news break. More fun here on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Little Sarah McLachlan to play us in. I don't know if there are words she could sing that I wouldn't want to hear. Like I know there are words that bug us, like you don't like, that make you cringe or whatever. Like I feel like she could say any word. Like a lot of people don't like the word moist. Like the words
just
like that.
Thinking that.
Yeah, it's a lot of people word. I didn't want to say it, but no, I did. I did. No.
Way to go, James.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, we got good stuff here for you, everybody. I want to touch on this one. It is timely, especially we've got a lot of people getting ready to fly for the holidays. Not only Thanksgiving, but the upcoming, you know, December marathon of holidays that are coming up. Mm-hmm. So, is there anything Spirit Airlines doesn't charge you for yet? Because they might need to, they might start. Spirit filed for bankruptcy protection yesterday, though, for those that did not hear. The low budget airline hasn't turned a profit since 2019.
Oof.
They filed for Chapter 11 to restructure their debt. They've racked up more than $2.2 billion of it in the last 5 years alone. JetBlue tried to buy them for $3.8 billion this year, but a judge blocked it, saying a merger would harm travelers by allowing all the airlines to up their prices. Because we're not supposed to allow monopolies and let two companies own everything in the world.
Right.
If you're flying Spirit for the holidays, don't worry. They're not going out of business today. It's the first major airline to go bankrupt, though, since 2011. So it's not that unusual, but a little bit unusual. Mm. It has been a little while. They make it sound like it happens every day. It has been well over a decade this has happened. And I mean, every year, every month, practically, we're living in a different world, let alone 11 years ago or 12 years ago or anything like that. America, Delta, and United Airlines all filed for bankruptcy at one point. So this, if anything, they're doing it to fit in.
They just want to be part of the club.
Yeah. Spirit put out a statement saying all tickets will be honored and people can, quote, continue to book and fly now and in the future. That said, one industry expert thinks they could end up trimming their schedule or even canceling some flights in the upcoming months. But that doesn't sound like it's going to affect the holidays, that's for sure. Quote, unless you work there, of course.
All right.
They're not going to stop flying tomorrow, but inevitably they're going to emerge an even smaller airline after this process. So that means that they're going to be some hiccups in the routines.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that might start operating a fewer airports, which means less competition. If that happens, tickets to and from those airports could even be more expensive.
Prices going up.
Mm-hmm. I will say a lot of actors in my ilk fly Spirit Airlines. It tends to be a lot cheaper. Just being blunt, you know, that is one of the things. And we do a lot of travel, you know, mm-hmm. so it's something that I know that me and a lot of my colleagues do. And I've never really had a bad experience with Spirit, but I don't say this to be mean, but there's never been a time I flew Spirit and I thought, okay, well, that I don't know how good this company is. there's certain things, and it's not because of certain, like, the people. The people are fine. I've never had a bad experience with anybody that the people that work at Spirit Airlines and for those. And I've honestly never had any bad experiences with people that work in the airline industry. It's more mm-hmm. the companies and some of their decisions that they do that make me question and make me wonder if they've ever taken a business class in their life.
Well, and you also then wonder about safety. If they're having to cut so many corners to keep competitive with prices, you wonder about safety.
Yeah. I there's certain things in life. Like I think you and I have even talked about this, Melissa. You know, I'm not a name brand guy, mm-hmm. but if there's, you know, shoes, we use our feet constantly, and right. we don't appreciate them nearly enough. So shoes, I will spend a little bit more for a better pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind having a cheeseburger from a gas station or whatever if I'm starving. But if I'm taking somebody out or I'm going out or me and my parents are going to go have dinner, I'll probably go to Culver's.
McDonald's.
Yeah, and I'm going to wait a little bit. I may pay even a little bit more. But I know I'm going to because I get great quality. I've never had mm-hmm. one bad meal at Culver's. I've been eating there for over 20 years, and I've never had one bad meal. I feel it's like a worthy investment.
Yeah.
Certain things in life are worth paying for. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like Humane Society. Throwing it out there, just off the top of my head. Certain things like good, safe airlines. You know, knowing that I get on a plane and I don't have to, like, you know, say every prayer under the sun just to make sure that I get home.
Door's not going to come flying off. Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, those are important things.
Certain things in life are worth paying for. We've got a lot of nice new roads, not just here in Rapids, but in central Wisconsin and really around the country. The infrastructure bill saw to that. I like these roads. I think it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. Yeah. It is really nice to be able to take a drink of coffee wherever and not just have to
And not
time
worry
it.
About it being, splashed in your face.
There's seriously some spots you got to do that with. I mean, certain things are worth paying for. I feel like a lot of these companies, including Spirit, and I'm not throwing this out there. I've done my homework on this when it comes to this particular company and some similar ones. They don't put the money in the smart places. We're gonna spend half our budget on advertising. Okay, cool. You get everybody to come to your company, and it's not any good.
And you don't have enough flights to accommodate them all.
They ain't coming
back. Good planning.
Like the point is, of course, repeat customers, getting people to want to come back, and people tend to like safe. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I feel like that seems like a one to get a focus on. That seems like at least.
Yeah, and there's a fair amount of people that have a fear of flying. Safety is kind of important.
Mm-hmm. American Airlines is testing a new system that they will flag when people attempt to board before their group has been called.
People do this, and it's kind of rude.
Yeah, there will be an audible alert when they scan their boarding pass, and the agent will tell passengers to please step aside. They say the purpose is to ensure customers receive the benefits of priority boarding and, quote, mm-hmm. help improve the boarding experience by providing greater visibility into boarding progress.
Good.
It's also just kind of a chance to shame line jumpers, too. It is that. Kind of interesting fact, airline employees often refer to people that line jump as gate lice.
Gate lice.
Yeah. Oh. Had a good friend of mine that worked at O'Hare for 10 years or something like that. And it just threw this term out there once, like I was supposed to know what it meant. And I seriously thought there was some kind of lice issue or something like that. You go through the gate, you get lice.
And you get lice?
Yeah,
what?
I didn't understand. Yeah, but that they have
no
a
thank
name.
You.
This happens so much, they've got a name for it. So far, American Airlines said that they have been pleased with the test in doing this, and travelers have responded very well to it. In fact, some people, when they did this, started clapping.
Well, yeah, because you never like the people that are rude and that line jump. That's just not nice. Wait your turn.
Granted, this doesn't work, obviously, as we've seen, especially in recent months. Shame doesn't work on everybody, but in certain areas, it's almost the perfect medicine. Because you can't go too far, and you certainly don't want to go take it to this notch or anything like that. But boy, when it's needed, shame is the perfect tool in the toolkit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we see that with some of these life hacks that have come through of how to scam and get it's because it's basically a scam.
Yeah.
To be able to get a cheaper ticket or to be able to board quicker or to be, to purchase the seat.
Yeah.
With one in between so that nobody else buys that one. Mm-hmm. And then, expect to have two seats when you're on an airplane.
Yeah.
All of these things that people do to try to scam the system. Yeah, shaming them is a good response.
Yeah, it works for a reason, I feel we've got it in our toolkit for a reason. That's a good one. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we've got three brilliant luggage packing hacks.
Oh, good.
After you just brought up hacks, I couldn't help it. We've got that coming up. I still want to talk about this mysterious thing that this bamboo wagon found in a melt. It was found in a melted
ancient
glacier. Yeah, we got to get into that. That's coming up, too. On the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. So much appreciate every one of you. Thanks so much for joining us. Get into some fun stuff right about now. But we'll get into some really good stuff in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We're going to kick it off with Connie Hankey. She is going to join us. She is the art director from the Alexander House in Port Edwards. Got a new event coming up, a new exhibit we want to talk about. It's going to be
fun. Opening this weekend, or this Friday, I believe.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that with Connie. Looking forward to it. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news as well. And in the 9 o'clock, we also got the, what are the 5 must-have Thanksgiving foods? 5 must-haves.
My must-haves better made the list.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out together. All right, now, just continuing this flying theme that we've been having, and we're touching on this on and off as we get closer to the holidays and stuff, and people flying
people
more.
People are traveling.
Someone posted a bunch of luggage packing hacks that they learned from a flight attendant, and here they are. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Number 1, use balloons to prevent spills.
Okay.
Cut the ends off uninflated balloons so the opening is bigger and slip them over toiletries like hair gel and shampoo. They can spill in your bag and sometimes, cause issues.
Yeah, that could be problematic.
Been there. You really got to make sure those caps are tightened. I thought I was being really prepared when I first moved out to California, and I had I wanted to bring the shampoo, conditioner, whatever that I had. So I got those traveling bottles.
Yeah,
and I felt so adult. Like I bought these. But didn't tighten.
I planned for this.
Yes, and I didn't tighten one of them.
And then they failed.
Yeah. And I did not have a lot of clothes I brought with me over there. That was awkward. Use diapers to protect wine bottles. If you're packing wine, wrap one diaper around the bottom of the bottle and one around the top. It might still break, but if it does, they're more absorbent than just wrapping it in a towel. I mean, that's what they're made for, I suppose.
Yep. Diapers soak up stuff.
I won. I, so like, for how many, if you don't have kids or your kids are old enough, you don't have diapers in the house, and how many people are traveling with wine? Like, how many people are doing this that they figured out a hack for it?
Well, depends. Are you coming back from Spain or Argentina or Australia? Or, I mean, then you have to bring wine back. It's like a requirement.
Is this a hack just for parents? Because the factors that you need to have in order to pull this hack off, or need this hack, it feels a little bit like it's leading towards parents. I'm just saying.
Well, but you know, you can walk up to somebody in the airport and be like, you know, I really just need two diapers. Can I give you $10 for two diapers?
Right, yeah.
You might have some takers.
If somebody comes up to you and asks that question, Melissa, are you asking a follow-up question? Because I have to ask.
Is this for a baby or wine? Because if it's for a baby, I'll just give it to you. Yeah, but if it's for wine, you can give me the $10.
100%. And my exact answer as well.
Not that I would, you know, carry diapers around.
No, but if I did. Yeah. It might almost be worth it just in case this ever does happen. Just have two in the pack, two in there.
Add that to my travel list.
Right. Pack your sandals where they can't get your clothes dirty. Most suitcases have an inner lining that unzips.
And also, I mean, don't people use plastic bags for this stuff? Isn't that kind of the point? I packed all of my liquid things, like all of my toiletries, in a Ziploc bag.
I learned that after my trip, yes. And I've been doing it ever since.
Which can also still fail, so the balloon is really great another backup plan. But
I feel like the people that did this list, and you can find more on the article if you like and everything, I feel like they've never heard of plastic bags. Like, you show them like a bunch of plastic bags. What is this? This seems very weird to me that
there are places that are moving away from plastic bags, which is wonderful. We need to. But reusing the ones that we do have is also can be for these purposes. I use a grocery store, you know, a Pick and Save bag to put my sandals in.
Yeah, any of those work. And if you have any hacks that you've been doing or using you want to share, please share them with us. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. We go to heritagedaily.com right now, which is a really interesting website that I'm very thankful that my co-host showed me. there's some cool stuff on here, including past sciences. That's worth checking out alone, everybody. But we got this article from Mark Milligan. Shout out to him. Mysterious bamboo wagon found in a melted glacier path.
So way far away from where bamboo is grown.
Yeah, which is one fascinating part about this. I think most people, if you replace the bamboo wagon with dinosaur bones, most people are going to be, you know, peeking up right now. Oh, what's that? And everything. Even in 2024, it's still quite amazing when we find dinosaur bones. It might even be more amazing now, considering we've found so many already. But this is very similar to that to me. It's right in that same, you know, ballpark. According to a statement published on social media by the canton of Grubadon, a mysterious bamboo wagon has recently been discovered at a section of melted glacier in the Alps.
Yeah, the Alps.
The wagon was found by Sergio Verdi, who was hiking in the area, that connects the Swiss Valley area. The documented evidence suggests that the pass has been used since antiquity, where it was possibly known as the Cunus Aruus, as shown by the similar maps that you can look at from that area in that time. So it's an old place. It's been used a lot.
long time ago.
A lot of traction in that area. A high traffic area, you would say. This is fascinating, for one, just finding this. And when you see pictures of it, to see it intact as well as it is.
It's in pretty good shape, considering.
The examination appears equipped with two wheels that are made of bamboo rods tied with laces. And to Melissa's point, part of the fascination of this is bamboo is a grass fan. It's in the grass family.
It does not grow in the Alps.
It's not a native plant to Europe. It was first introduced to the continent in the 1700s or 1800s, which suggests the wagon likely dates back to the 20th century.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. And it builds on a recent find reported by the Secrets of the Ice Project in summer of 23. Archaeologists uncovered what appeared to be the 20th century sled. I think we talked about that during our morning show as well when that happened. It's interesting. It was interesting to still be finding these things, you know, that there's so much still undiscovered.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that our, you know, we're losing our glaciers isn't great news. But finding the stuff that has been locked in those glaciers for so long is really incredible.
It's fascinating, and I don't know that we'll ever be able to normalize this, and I like that. I love the idea that there are still things in life that we can't normalize. Similar, like we cannot afford to normalize or find a silver lining to, you know, global warming, mm-hmm. Or something like that. That's, mm-hmm. especially in the current climate, we can't afford to be taking our eye off the ball here. We got generations upon generations upon generations that are counting on us to care about the planet. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a strong point, Melissa. But I do find this stuff fascinating, though.
Well, and think about the humans that used that wagon, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. all those years and years and what they transported in it. I mean, it's fascinating. I love things like that.
We can't, you know, science can't tell us certain things like, you know, what they used it for, or what the items that it carried, how strong it was,
I mean,
or anything
maybe,
like that.
But there's traces left.
Sometimes there are similar things. But one thing I will put my name on, I am certain happened, that a couple of teenagers, one was in it and another was pushing it at some point. At some
which
point.
Which is when it crashed.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like,
that's how it crashed.
Now you have to carry the stuff, guys. Yep. Great job.
And they just left it there. They just left it. Like, I ain't taking it. They left it. That's what happened. I feel confident in that. I'm pretty sure that happened. I feel very confident that we are going to have a great 9 o'clock hour for you lined up. We got serious comedy on the way, everybody. We're going to be joined by Connie Hankey from the Alexander House to kick things off. We'll get into our schedule. We're going to maybe even preview some community stories for you.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Plenty more coming up with Melissa and James right here on Mornings at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.